Bradford out of the Cold Cafe has found the keys to success in local support. WOW Living hosted a dinner gathering recognizing the contributions of those who donated to the cafe at Perfect SZN in Bradford earlier this week. The cafe is moving from their 31 Frederick Street location to the town's new social services hub at 177 Church Street, in October, and that move comes with increased costs. Luckily, some groups and businesses in the community were generous enough to each donate enough to cover 1 month's rent in the new facility, $3,000. The organization refers to these donors as key holders, and to celebrate them, Jody Greenstreet, executive director at WOW Living, presented each with a large decorative metal key with their name on it, all donated by John Viveros from JV Fabrications. Greenstreet opened the event by thanking everyone who could attend. "We really appreciate you guys. We just wanted to say thank you," she said. Greenstreet then explained the goal of the cafe to provide people in poverty the tools and resources they need to strengthen stability in their lives and increase their resiliency. To demonstrate the difficulties with which people can struggle in life, Greenstreet held a stack of rocks and had an attendee push her repeatedly, and each time Greenstreet needed the strength not only to keep holding the rocks, but the resiliency to resist the push and return to her position. "I need strength to actually carry this stuff, and the longer I'm carrying it the harder it is to hold onto it without dropping something, and a lot of these things are usually people. The longer I'm carrying stuff and more tired I get, the harder it is to bounce back," she said. Greenstreet gave examples of burdens people carry, including bills, debts or dependents like children, and gave examples of hardships to overcome like losing a job or losing housing. "That's what we're trying to do, is come alongside, stand beside and hold each other up. That's what you're donating towards," she said. Afterwards, Greenstreet invited a ray of sunshine, Derek Thomas, to speak about his experiences with the cafe. Thomas was open in describing some of the hardships he had been experiencing in his life before coming to the cafe, including a lack of self-worth, a lack of confidence, and a lack of direction in life. He couldn't explain what exactly drew him to the cafe. "I walked in that door one day, and as I walked in, Jody was standing right there, and I said, 'Hey, do you guys need some help?' I needed the help, more than they did, just to have a place to feel comfortable and stable," he said. At 43, Thomas described going from someone who struggled to relate to people, who kept his head down and would mind his own business, to being happy around people. "Now, because of the relationships I've built through the cafe, I can't go to the grocery store without walking into somebody that says, 'Hey, how you doing?' Bradford is very lucky to have the people that we have in it that come together for the greater good of everyone," he said. Greenstreet then began calling up donors to present them with their keys and relate stories of how they became involved with WOW Living and Bradford out of the Cold Cafe. The list of keyholder donors includes Big Yellow Bins, Gwilymdale Farms, Reali's Number Frills, MAX Crosstown Realty Inc., The Co-Operators, Torajon Financial Inc., Scaryoki Entertainment, The Knights of Columbus, Doug and Brenda Weening, Dominion Farms Mortgage Edge, Debbie Viveros Business Tech Ninjas, The Out of the Cold Cafe Volunteer Team, 50 people each committing $5 a month for 12 months, Jeannie Salmon Therapy and Clinical Services, Peter and Terry Bissonette, and Nancy's Nifty Nook, each donated $1,200. Other supporters included Bradford Community Church, Springwater Engineerings, and Landshape Contracting. Supporters at the event who spoke to Bradford today had nothing but good things to say about Greenstreet and WOW Living's Out of the Cold Cafe. Peter Reali of Reali's No Frills said he's known Greenstreet since the first month that he started at the No Frills in 2017. "As soon as she told me what she was all about, it made me want to help, and every year she's been growing what she does more and more. It just feels like it's money well spent. I just want to do as much as I can. Jody's the best," he said. Heidi Costira of RE/MAX Crosstown related to those helped by the cafe. "I'm one of 10 kids, and we were definitely the recipient of people dropping off groceries at our house. We struggled a lot as a family," she said. In terms of becoming a key holder donor, Costera felt it was best for the community. I really believe in the power of the community coming together. As someone else said tonight, you can't outgive God, she said. Leticia Torrejon of the co-operators first supported WOW Living's efforts to create tiny homes with trailers before getting involved with the cafe. I went to the cafe one day and I volunteered there and I saw these people were really being taken care of, more than just having a coffee, so that's what motivated me to help them, she said. When it came to the keyholder donation, Torrejon wanted to help with the expense of the new location. I saw the great cause they are doing, and I found it very important to try to collaborate, she said. Bradford Out of the Cold Cafe has operated in partnership with Cross Trainers Canada since 2020 and serves warm meals, coffee and beverages each day. They are open to 20 to 40 people in need in the community. The meals are provided through local restaurants, like Perfect SZN, Hey Caramba, and Little Caesars, as well as local church groups like Holy Martyrs of Japan. Additionally, Starbucks donates leftovers. The facility also provides a reprieve for those seeking shelter from the elements and from October to April partnered with the County of Simcoe to offer an extreme cold overnight warming center for South Simcoe. The volunteers at the cafe also help connect people with the resources and programs they need in Green Street. Estimates they have assisted more than 40 individuals to find long-term housing, assisted individuals write resumes and secure employment, successfully walked clients through the Ontario Disability Support Program, ODSP, application process and even assisted guests in accessing appointments for cancer treatments. The town has offered WOW Living space in its new facility under construction at the Old Bradford Public School for an annual rental price of $11 per square foot, which works out to $3,000 per month for the cafe and $2,200 per month for a hand-up clothing room. Green Street previously said the units are unfinished, meaning the move also comes with renovation costs, for things such as flooring, walls, electrical, HVAC and engineered drawings. Anyone looking for more information or wanting to donate can visit wow-living.ca.